What is up? What's up? It's your boy, the polar bear, coming at you. And this is What the Duck. And boy, oh boy, can we say that about today. Because March Madness is canceled because of the coronavirus. And, it's very sad because the Ducks had two great teams. I was talking about before the Pac-12 tournament, and the women won the Pac-12 tournament, beat Stanford, the number 3 seed, by 30, and, you know, just showed immense skill. And personally, I think they will win the championship. I don't think any of the games, except maybe for the Final Four, would have even been that close. The men, I think they could have at least made it to the Sweet 16. But perhaps farther. I don't know. Peyton was shooting good. The Ducks might have been playing better, but we'll never get to see that. And that's a loss for everyone. And you know, you get it because, you know, you want everyone to be healthy, but it also sucks because you really want to see, you know, these kids go out and compete to their best ability and do the things that amaze us and entertain us. And yeah, that's selfish to, you know, when you put it out like that, but, you know, It's for them too, you know, because the women's basketball, they had unfinished business, and now that's going to remain for next year. And I really hope those freshmen that come in for the women's basketball team and the girls that they got on there can do great things next year. But boy, they had the team this year. I really felt that. It's just so unfortunate that they're not going to be able to, you know, finish the business, and, you know, that this virus that is brought on by improper management of our government, you know, is, you know, there's things that come from people not handling things properly, and this is a thing that affects everyone and affects a lot of bottom lines. There's a whole bunch of families that are very disappointed. I'm disappointed just as a fan because I love watching March Madness. It was crazy that they were even gonna have the games be played in front of no fans, but I was okay with that as long as the games got played. I was fine with that, but now the games are, you know, not even being played, and there's no champion that's going to be, you know, established on the court, really. You know, South Carolina fans, you can shut up, saying, oh, we're number one in the AP in the women's league, so we're the champs. No, no, you're not. The Ducks are the champions because they had so much more going on for them this year than you guys did, and I don't think you guys played a single top ranked team in your tournament, so, and beat them by 30, so those South Carolina fans can just shut up. You Gamecocks can just go suck it. And I mean that, the SEC is really overrated. You have a couple good teams, but when you look at the whole, it's not really that good. It's ugly and steady. And yes, that is a double entendre for you guys. But, no, it's, I'm doing this episode because it's just making me so upset that, you know, we have sports as, you know, a getaway, and it's a great getaway for a lot of people, and it brings a lot of people together, and it makes us forget about our differences once in a while, and now we don't have that, and now, you know, this month that was so filled with spring ball and everything like that is now completely, you know, changed, you know, things are, you know, shaken up, and it's all because of mismanagement, and we need to, you know, get ourselves together. We need a single payer healthcare, but I don't mean to share my political views on this podcast. I might be starting another one to do just that, but I'll leave this to speak about sports. But man, March Madness is crazy. This is the first ever March in my life and a lot of people's lives that there is no March Madness. So I'd like to make a challenge to everyone. I know in this time, you know, you want to be safe, and definitely if you're not feeling well, you know, isolate yourself, you know, make sure you get healthy. But if you feel healthy, go out to the blacktop. Go out and play a game. Because right now, I think, you know, we need to get our minds off of it. Because right now, we're going to go into this deep, dark pit. Because we don't got nothing going on. The NBA is canceled. Spring football is canceling. The Ducks canceled their practice in Hillsboro. And I wonder if they still even had their spring game. That might be up in there too, because it probably won't be over with, you know, till maybe the summer. And hopefully it doesn't affect the football games. And that's college football, so that's another big market. But if you think that it's all about the money, think again, because March Madness, that's what I'm talking about. That just completely ended things, you know, and that was a huge money maker. And now, you know, I don't really like to think about the bottom line. Obviously, I'm more disappointed for Sabrina and her team, and because I think they could have won the championship. But man, I was really looking forward to seeing what Peyton Pritchard and the Ducks were able to do, you know, in the men's tournament, and see if they could win and clinch the tournament crown and be, you know, top three seed in March Madness, and see how far they could go too. And, you know, it's those things that right now I look back on and I really just think to myself that, wow, this would be normally a time when I would be thinking about my brackets, thinking about what teams I'm going to run with, and waiting on Selection Sunday and everything. And now, that's all canceled, you know, that's all gone. And, you know, it's not as bad as losing someone, you know, it's not even close, but it's still, it's like something's supposed to be there that's not. And it's going to be hard for a lot of people. And unfortunately, right now, all we can do is focus on everyone getting healthy, you know, hope for the best for the players, you know, that are leaving and going pro, and, you know, that's all you can do. And then hope for next year. But, you know, it's just unbelievable that, you know, we live in this situation and time where something that should be handled and should be handled, you know, with extreme urgency, you know, wasn't, and now it's affecting everyone, and it's a global pandemic, and, you know, we just needed extra funds for certain things. I really don't want to get political here, but, you know, it's believable, because this happened, but, it still seems like a bad dream, and it still seems like I'm going to, you know, tune in Sunday, and there's going to be a selection show, and that's not going to happen, and you want to blame people, and it's not anyone to blame, because it's a virus. I guess we could all blame Donald Trump, but again, I don't want to be political here, so, you know, if we had, you know, Medicare for All, and, Bernie Sanders as president, I would be interested to see how he would handle something like this, but, you know, again, don't want to get political, trying to stay away from that, but I'm really interested to see what Crystal Ball is going to do, if they're still going to have the spring game. I don't know. They might cancel it, because, as I said, they're canceling everything now. They canceled all the spring games and everything. You know, all the seasons were cut, and that's really unfortunate. You know, a lot of kids are seniors, and they're playing sports that they're not going to go pro. This is their last year playing those sports, and, you know, I guess that's why it's hit me pretty hard, is because when I stopped playing my sports, you know, it's very tough, and it's really depressing when you know, think about that, and you think about you're done, and you just gotta go do something else, you know, get a job, and live your life as best you can, and play on your spare time. But we all know those spare times get shorter and shorter and shorter and more infrequent, and life gets to you. But, you know, that's what I'm saying right now. The challenge is go out and play a game. Go out and play a game, because we need to have fun this March. Even if it's difficult to do, and even if it doesn't seem like anything gets really gonna happen this year. And I wish I could say more and give more information on this. All I can say is I hope everyone stays healthy. I hope if you get sick, you know, you get well, you go to a doctor, you get sorted out, you know, obviously, you know, if you are sick, stay away from people that are not and who are older and who might have immune deficiencies and so on and so forth. But, yeah. I'm glad I got to make this because I need to speak my mind on this. So, as always, go Ducks. And congratulations, women's basketball. Sabrina Ionescu, you are the franchise. You're amazing. You're going to have a huge deal from Nike. If you want, this is definitely not going to happen, but I just say, set your price high with Nike and they'll meet it. Just say, hey Phil, you want me as the head of women's sports for Nike? Yeah. And he'll take you up on that offer. And I already know you're going to do great things. Peyton, can't wait to see you in the league. Definitely think you'll get picked in the first round late, so you're going to go to a pretty good team. Who knows, maybe you'll be in LA distributing to LeBron and everyone else, you know, as a backup or something. But definitely getting good playing time, and I know with your tenacity, you'll do well. And Ruthie and all the other girls on that team, you know, great job this year. Love all the Duck programs. Feel bad for Kelly Grace, who really cares about his team. Not to say the other coaches don't, but you know, you see that love he has for his girls, and you know, he's a great coach, and so is Mario, and so is Dana, and you know, so is Melissa Lombardi. God damn, she was putting on a hell of a show. Give her a round of applause, because the year before, she didn't have that team, and now she has that team, and I think y'all know what I mean when I say that team, you know, team you can't mess around with, a team you can't really beat, you know, and so, I've gone for a couple extra more minutes. As I said, it's really sad, I'm depressed about it. As always, go Ducks. See you guys next time on What the Duck?